I don't think anyone would have imagined that we could have gone on a run like this. But, you know, the mood was always high within the group. The gaffer has massive confidence in the group of players. And, we've been on a magnificent run and we hope we can take it right through to the end of the season.
Such high standards now. Do you view Tuesday as points dropped, or in some way, such a long journey Tuesday night, do you see it as a point gained?
We want to win every single football match. So when you don't win, you're obviously disappointed. But you always got to try and look at the positives as well. And we went away to Gillingham, got another point on the board. And, you know, we've got 5 games left now to get as many more as we can. You know, obviously, if we can go to Bristol on Saturday and win, then Tuesday night's point becomes a really good one. So, obviously, we're disappointed, first of all, straight after the game, that we haven't won the game. Because, we want to win every game, whether it's in training or on a match day.
At other stages, maybe of other seasons, could that have been a game that you'd have lost? And because you're on this sort of run, even if you're not at full tilt, you're coming away with something.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Gillingham, They've beat some good teams, you know. No game in this league is easy, and you know, we found that on Tuesday night, that you know, we weren't at our best, but we still managed to grind a result out and come away with something. And as you said in previous season, we might have lost that game, but the togetherness and the grit within the group saw us through and got us a valuable point in the end.
Not long to go now. You've had promotions before. How does this compare? Are there nerves about the place, or is it nervous excitement, or is it just a mentality to go out and win?
Yeah, I think the first thing is obviously mentality to go out and win, but you know, you can't help but be, like you said, nervously excited, because you know we were, you know, from where we were in the league, you know, being so far behind to clawing it back and obviously getting our noses ahead is a massive achievement, but we haven't done anything yet. And you know, we're just really looking forward to the last 5 games, and you know, just got to hope that we can get enough points between now and the end of the season that it's enough to complete the job.
These are the times why you're in football, aren't they? That you want to be a player.
That's all you want to do as a player is be successful, and you know, a promotion, whether it's, you know, out of League One, League Two, whatever it is, you know, to be one of the best sides in your division is a massive thing to do, and that's the aim for all of us. You know, we said at the beginning of the season, the only thought in the group of players' head was to bounce back after obviously it was a disappointed season last season, and so far so good, but you know, we've still got 5 games to go and we haven't achieved anything yet.
Daft question really, because I know you played in the Premier League, and that goal you scored at Spurs was a few years ago, wasn't it? Yeah. Now that I've seen on social media this week, that'll be a highlight, of course, but are promotions in your career, when you look back on it, the best moments?
For me, anything that you do with a team is bigger than you do as an individual, unless you're Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, were just setting records that no one's ever going to beat. For me, a team goal that we set out to do, completing, that's obviously the biggest thing for me. You know, most players go through a career, they have a goal that they remember or something like that. But for me, the thing that you remember when you finish is being promoted, winning a league, the team that you had. You know, they're the things that you talk about. And you know, I still talk about my times at Brighton and staying up in the Premier League with Norwich, but that wasn't about me as an individual. It's to do as a team, and you know, it'll be right up there if we can get promoted, you know, among things that I've achieved if we manage to get promoted with Blackburn Rovers.
I would imagine in your promotion experience before, the team spirit has been great. Yeah. When you win games a lot of the time, I'm sure it is. Would you say that the team spirit here is pretty similar to those atmospheres you've been part of before?
Yeah, if not better, to be honest, because I think we were a wounded animal at the end of last season and at the start of this one. Sometimes when you're backed against the wall, you come out fighting, and you know, you really get to see the characters within the dressing room. Everyone that's at this football club now has got that will to win, that will to succeed as a team. And then, you know, I've always said it, if the team succeeds, everyone individually does as well. So the team spirit is fantastic, and you know, great credit goes to the gaffer for the types of players that he's brought in. You know, a lot of them are young, just starting out really in their careers and desperate to be successful.
Every time I've spoken to you, you're your own biggest critic. You really judge yourself harshly at times, Elliot. How would you describe the performance level that you've put in this season?
Could have scored more goals. That's one thing that I'd definitely say. But, you know, aside from that, I think I've done quite well. To adapt to a few different positions when the manager's called upon. And, you know, I'm just happy to be playing every week, and you know, if I can add something to the team, whether it's, you know, a tackle or just running around, you know, I always try and do what I can. And I'm happy with how it's gone. But as I said before, when the team's doing well, you know, you tend to get individuals within that team that also succeed as well. And you know, we've got some fantastic individual players that can turn a, you know, a game on its head. And but behind that, you know, you've got a really strong, hard-working group of players, and that'll take us a long way, hopefully.
Fullback's not alien to you, is it? I've seen you play wing back, and you've played fullback as well, of course. How are you finding it? Do you enjoy that, or would you prefer to be further up the park if you had to choose?
I honestly, this is from the bottom of my heart, I just enjoy playing football. I just want to play. I play anywhere. I love playing football. I love being part of this team and a team, and whether that means playing, as you said, fullback, further forward, I honestly don't mind. I just have to obviously adjust my my brain to when I'm playing at right back to when I'm playing further forward.
Competition is fierce, isn't it, at this moment in time? I think it said it all. Paul Downing losing out to Dara the other night, which he's been playing well. Dara's been playing well. And I suppose at this moment, you're all just looking to keep the level of performance up, aren't you, now?
Yeah, because if you don't, the manager's shown that, you know, even if you're playing well, you can come out of the team. Look, the gaffer's got a tough job. He's assembled a very good squad of players, and you know, that's what, you know, he gets paid to do, to pick the team. And Paul obviously missed out on Tuesday. That could happen to anyone. You know, the manager picks the team to win the game that's in front of him, not based on what you've done before. So, you know, if you look at the bench from Tuesday night, you've got people like, you know, Jack Payne, who's been fantastic when he's played, and he's sat on the bench waiting for another opportunity. So that's great credit to the football club, you know, for bringing those types of players in. But it also, you know, makes us keep our levels high, because if you're not playing well, you've got no chance of staying in the team. And as you said there, you can be playing well and still come out of the team.
Just finally from me, I know you've got a great relationship with the supporters here, and communicate with them as much as you possibly can. What have you made of the support? It's another long journey this weekend, but they've not let you down on the road, have they?
Not at all, or at home, to be honest. I think there's a massive thing that, you know, obviously when you get relegated, the turbulent times the club's been through in the last few seasons, obviously it's tough for supporters. And, you know, one of the things that we're keen to do is give something back to them. And, you know, I don't think there's anything better than that, than a promotion back to the Championship. And, you know, that's what we're working to do. And hopefully we can, you know, repay, you know, the faith, the long journeys and everything, and make it all worthwhile at the end of the season.